Joined in the studio once more by our resident psychotherapist, Shane Murphy.
So today, we've talked about lots of different subjects over time, but we haven't really talked about tips about mental health, your mental health, what different things. And one of the things I learn in the world of psychotherapy and stuff like that is sometimes the most basic tips we forget about. Mm. So I suppose I wanted to cover some of the most basic tips. And I suppose a lot of them I might have covered over time and stuff like that about a gratitude journal, you know, and writing things around like that. But I saw a very good quote over the weekend by Martin Luther King, and it says, "You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step." And what that really means is people get an awful lot overwhelmed about a project or about an issue that they have to do. And they think of the whole problem. Whereas if you break it down into step by step, it's not that bad. And if you just say, I'll take step one, and you do that, and step one can be something really, really small and really minuscule. And the next thing, you take a second step, and then you take a third step. And by the end of it, you've actually suddenly have that problem or issue resolved by taking small steps.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really key message to get across to people, that, you know, anxiety, you know, being overwhelmed, you know, it can actually just be broken down to small steps.
And I think that's what a lot of people do, that they are guilty of looking at the whole job in hand, or the whole whatever they're trying to achieve. They're looking at the end line rather than looking at the process. As I keep telling people, it's the process is the enjoyable part about it.
Well, that's it. Yeah. And I mean, it's like everything else. It's even like, you know, your karate, you know, you teach people, you know, step by step, but for all the moves, you don't actually say this is what you do, and you show them 200 moves and that is it.
Yeah.
You know, everything has to be broken down. Everything in life anyhow is broken down into small pieces. It's just that sometimes we think of an issue or a problem that we're having, and we just literally think of the whole problem, and it doesn't even dawn on us that we can break it down into small pieces. We can break it down into step by step by step.
Yeah.
And I just think that I see that more and more with clients, you know, when you just, they come into you, they're anxious, they're struggling with something, and then you tell them, you know, what if you were just to break this down into small steps? Let's go through what steps you could do. You know, and, you know, I had one client this morning, and I just said, well, why don't we just start with, you know, instead of the bigger picture, he was looking at everything and anything. I said, well, what small thing you do? And he said, well, I suppose I could join the gym. And I said, well, instead of I suppose, could you say I'm joining the gym and keep it present tense?
Yeah.
And he said, okay. So if I just do that one thing between now and the next session, you know, that'd be a good start. Because he was just looking at the whole picture rather than actually saying I could do this one small thing for myself, you know.
And that is the difference, like, you know,
it's just literally...
It's something that's achievable.
Exactly. Yeah. That's achievable.
In the short term.
In the short term, and you do that one thing and you feel really, really good about yourself, and you suddenly say, okay, so maybe I can do the next step. And then the next step. And as I say, then suddenly that problem that you had thought that there was no way you could achieve it, because the problem with a problem that you think you can't achieve is that you're not motivated then. And then suddenly you start it with one small step, and you do that, and you feel motivated to move along. And then you suddenly say to them at the end of a month, so that problem that was bothering you, you've it done. And they go, wow, I didn't realise it's done.
Yeah.
And I've been procrastinating about this for two years, you know. And another interesting, you know, just little different pieces about tips. And I suppose I gave up chocolate a few years ago. I gave up dairy chocolate. But I've started using dark chocolate recently, you know, and dark chocolate is good for you. So they say anyhow, but that's what I believe anyhow. But it's, you know, it increases your brain power. And just, I suppose the one thing about dark chocolate for me anyhow is a bar of dark chocolate could last me a week or two weeks. Because you'll have one or two pieces of it. But what I'm saying is it just gives you that bit of a boost. It gives you that bit of a kick. And sometimes we actually need that, some sort of a kick from something else, you know. You know, a lot of people might say, oh, with psychotherapy, Shane, you don't need some extra stimulus to actually give you the kick. But you do sometimes need that extra something, you know, that cup of coffee or something like that.
I was going to say,
you know,
there's another one here as well. A coffee consumption is linked to lower rates of depression. And if you drink coffee because of the caffeine, try another good one. Another good for you drink, like green tea, in the morning, kind of get you set up.
I gave up caffeine, but I still drink green tea, and green tea has natural caffeine in it, and it does give me a boost first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, we hear so much, you know, and especially, you know, about mental health and all that sort of stuff. And the only reason I'm giving these tips tonight is that we lose track of the basic ones. that are actually good for us. You know, people say, oh, you give up coffee, you give up tea and all that sort of stuff. But caffeine, natural caffeine, just actually gives you that bit of a boost. It gives you that lift. Mm. A cup of coffee gives you, you're feeling, oh, feeling really tired and you're feeling depressed and you're feeling sad. And you don't have a cup of coffee, it gives you that boost and it gives you that kind of outlook in life that gives you that something that literally says, you know, that's it, you know. And go on.
No, I like that, but and there's another one here, and it just catches my eye straight away, and it kind of goes back to the first one we were talking about, in you know, taking the small steps, the first step, and all that. Mm. Is work to your strengths.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean,
and everybody's good at something.
Oh yeah, you're always
no matter what, you are good at something.
And it's one of the things I always say to people, you know, what are your hobbies? What are you good at? And people just sometimes take for granted that they can do this, you know, sing a song, or you might be good at, you might have knowledge about the sea. And, you know, it gives you that bit of a boost if you're kind of maybe talking to someone about your hobbies or something like that, like, or just get stuck into it. It gives you that boost of self-confidence because you know that you're good at this and no one else you know is as good at this. So that gives you a real boost of confidence. You know, another one is take time to laugh. Mm. Laugh out loud for yourself. Laugh out and actually have fun and actually have that bit laughter, because laughter is actually given, it gives you those natural endorphins within your body when you laugh out loud.
And
you know,
right there, I was watching and I see it there a couple of times on social media, a couple of people put up posts of babies laughing.
Yeah.
And every time you see it will get you laughing.
Yeah, it does.
And you actually feel good afterwards.
You feel good afterwards and you've laughed out loud and you've had that bit of laughter. And if you're feeling a little bit off or a little bit sad or a little, something's not working in you, you know, I mean, you know, go on the internet. We have this internet in our pocket. Yeah. We might as well use it to our advantage.
And Google baby laughter.
Google baby laughter. You're dead right. Yeah. I've seen the baby laughter one as well, and literally rolling
and
around.
And if you can't laugh to that, there's something definitely wrong.
You definitely need to call me.
You definitely need to call me.
And then to do the completely opposite, like, and I do this every now and then. I don't do it as often as I should be. Is getting off the grid, is literally turning off your phone for a weekend on a Friday evening. Sometimes I would literally take my phone, text my friends and my family and say, I'm going off the grid for the weekend. So I'm not dead. So just because I don't answer my phone. And throw your phone in a drawer. And it's not just your phone. Go away from the internet. Go away from looking at television and stuff like that. And just literally go completely off the grid. You know, whatever news we're missing, you know, it'll still be there on Monday.
And I'll tell you one thing. Do you know what? It's one of the best things you could do is just put that.
But we talked about it a lot during the lockdown and stuff like that about people, because we were so consumed with numbers and all that sort of stuff, was just literally taking a break from it. And I really think that the pandemic really showed us an awful lot of, you know, it really pulled everybody into social media, pulled people in on waiting on these numbers and waiting on everything. And I think it's, personally speaking, it just really showed me how addicted I was to my phone, how addicted I was to so many things, that worrying about so many things that are going wrong. So I did a huge amount of off the grid, and I'm only just as I was talking about it there, I realized I actually haven't done one in a while. So I think I'm going to do one for myself fairly soon, you know, and just literally take the phone and that's it. And like, you know,
I was looking at some teenagers there actually over the weekend, and I just, like, they are literally slaves.
Oh, but you see,
and I mean, I was just saying, God Almighty, is life after coming to that, where right, they might talk for a minute and they're back into the phone. They might do something, but they're back into the phone. You know, it was unbelievable. I mean, we're all guilty of it, even us as adults ourselves, but we try and control it, I suppose. But with kids at the moment, it's... I felt sorry for them.
I don't... Any client under 30 years of age, I don't work with them about disconnecting from the phone, because they don't know anything else. They were born with a phone practically on their hands. Mm. I see 2 and 3 year olds now with phones in their hand and stuff. I remember a time when, you know, you'd get your first phone when you were going into secondary school, you know, people talk about that. Now it's their confirmation or communion now, confirmation then at one stage, and then it was communion, and I think it's getting even younger now that, you know, there are phones for younger people and stuff like that, so they're used to being attached. You and I came from an era where we didn't have mobile phones. The only way people used to contact each other was, you know, landline and that's it. Yeah. You know, and you know, the answering machine and stuff like that. Whereas they don't know a world without mobile phones. And I'll be honest with you, if I suggested to any of them, you know, to go off the grid,
forget about
it. You know, not a hope. We're not a hope. I asked a 19-year-old client the other day, you know, I said, if you were to sit for, sit on a chair and do nothing else, only sit in a chair, how long would you last? How long do you think I was told? 30 seconds. 30 seconds someone could last. Just, do you know what the excuse was? I'd be bored.
Yeah.
You know, boredom is such a blessing, you know?
Oh yes, yeah. I suppose it is when you get to our age. It's definitely boredom can be a blessing. Yeah,
we'll take it any time. Another one there, and I came across it, and it's again even for myself looking at some of this stuff that I looked at today, we forget about the basic principles. So another one is, if you're feeling anxious or something like that, take a trip down memory lane and do some colouring. You know, again, going back to what we're talking about, people getting away from phones. Like, so for about 20 minutes, clear your mind. Pick a design, anything at all, nothing too complicated, and you can get all these printable colouring ones for anxiety and stuff like that, and just literally sit and colour and draw and just go from your mind.
But and all you're doing with that, I presume, Shane, is you're in the now.
You're centering yourself into the now. You're putting yourself away from it. You're concentrating. You know, even, you know, people say colouring by numbers and all that sort of stuff. That's really, really good, like, because you're just literally concentrating. Same with jigsaws and all that sort of stuff. Just bringing yourself. So you just literally say to yourself, for 20 minutes now, I'm just going to colour. I'm just going to sit down and I'm actually just going to colour. Or I saw something today and I'm just going to draw it or something like that. And just literally say to yourself, 20 minutes. Set your alarm for 20 minutes. Turn off the phone for 20 minutes. Like, that's not that rocket science. 20 minutes. And literally center yourself doing it. Because connecting in with your creative mind is really, really important. You know, connecting into that side of your mind. You know, and we all lose track of it. Like, we get a bit older. We say, colouring? I'm not going to sit down and do any colouring. Like, but I mean, you know, it's really, really important. Like, did you just sit down and give yourself, and you're dead right, that is you saying to yourself for 20 minutes, I'm just going to concentrate on this. I would suggest that you don't set your alarm for it, because I will guarantee you, you sit down and give yourself 20 minutes. Next thing you're sitting down there for half an hour and suddenly you've memories of doing this as a child, and you're smiling, and even all the things that we've talked about so far, you're actually sitting there and you're smiling, and maybe you're laughing and you're remembering things. And you know, it's so important to connect in with that positivity and that joy, and connecting in with yourself as a child. Because that was the time that we remember back and we said, geez, I laughed so much. I had so much natural fun. When is the last time? Yeah, I say to clients, I say, when is the last time you laughed? And they literally have to think about it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to think about the last time you laughed. You should say, yeah, I remember there about an hour ago or 2 hours ago that I laughed out loud. And speaking of laughter, another tip is, you know, if you're feeling off and you're not feeling the best, smile. Just sit down and smile, or smile at someone else, and if they smile back at you, you feel better about yourself.
It is, you know, and like, it is like saying hello to someone and smile. Like, and I always made a point of the cannon here in Youghal.
Yeah.
And I just watched him there one day going up the street, and everyone was sitting in the cars. Yeah. Everyone saluted everyone, had a smile for everyone. And he passed me in the same thing. And you know what? I felt like $1 million after it.
Yeah.
And a small act on his behalf. But everyone that he acknowledged or smiled, everyone obviously felt the same way.
Yeah.
And you know, if we can all, and we all can do that.
And look, I mean, that's another thing, just talking about the mask not existing. We can now do it. We can actually walk. If you choose not to wear your mask, you can act. Because that's one of the things that we lost. We lost being able to see somebody's smile, someone's facial expression, you know, from, you know, wearing the mask, you know. So, I mean, just to walk down the street and just literally see people smiling, you know, I mean, it's just something that we've definitely lost, you know, and I definitely see it. And I think we're going to appreciate it more now when you can see someone's face and you can see a smile on it. You'll just go, wow. And you realise that you missed it.
Yeah.
You will actually realise that you missed it. You missed that smile.
Things we took for granted. Yeah.
Things we took so much for granted.
Yeah.
And now we can actually go back to it, and we can actually see someone smiling and actually go, wow, I missed that so much, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, and I hope people do realise that, you know, that.
I think you will. If you suddenly look at someone's face and you looked at someone's face, you know, I was reflecting the other day on somebody coming into the centre, and I was just actually thinking, geez, I haven't seen that man's face in nearly 2 years. You know, and you know, he just wears a mask all the time. Like, and I would imagine he's in his 70s. He more likely will continue to wear the mask. But we just don't realise how much from the eyes down that we missed. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
and just that smile, and you know, you said it yourself. You know, walking around school, town, like, and I remember you smile at people, and when they smile back at you, you feel so much better in yourself.
Absolutely, yeah,
and you 100%. Don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to feel uncomfortable because what if I'm going to say something or not going to say something that's right? You know, you just walk down Yall Main Street and you smile at everybody.
Yeah.
I put money on it that there will be a few people that will smile back at you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
plus that feeling you get from it as well, which is
feeling
just,
is just
powerful.
There isn't money that can actually pay for the feeling that you get when you actually smile.
Like, there's nothing worse than looking at a cross person coming towards you, like, and you know, you're straight away. Oh yeah, anyway, straight away your guard is up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and you see another person coming down then, and they have a smile on their face, they're whistling, and they're, you know. And,
that jolly feeling, you know what I mean? Yeah,
To you have a different attitude. And so I mean, that's the power you have over someone.
The power you have over someone is how you can actually affect that other person by your reaction, how you actually do it. And it doesn't cost any money.
Yeah.
A smile in your face. No, obviously a smile when you're actually feeling happy, because a smile when you're not looks false.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, but I mean, even if you are feeling that little bit off, just put that smile on your face, and I guarantee you, inside in your body, you will feel those endorphins, and you will actually enjoy a smile.
And I suppose, on that note, unfortunately, we're after running out, and we're rambling on there again, as usual.
Sure,
we lose the track of ourselves there every week, but there we go. So,
well, do you know what? I had printed out, I think, about 30 different tips. So I think
we'll
add them in next week. In 2 weeks' time, we'll pop into them again.
Good stuff,
Thanks,
Shane. Thank you very much for coming in.